We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Eagle Football Coaches Show, brought to you by MultiCare Health System, Numerica Credit Union, and by the Fairways Golf Course. Now, here's your host, the voice of Eagle Athletics, Larry Weir.
This is our first Eagle Football Coaches Show here in the spring of 2021. We have February, March, and April football to look forward to. And we are back with Eagle Football Coaches Shows, and we're happy to be here. Larry Weir, Paul Sorensen coming up today. We'll talk to Eagle linebacker Ty Graham, Eagle quarterback Eric Berrier, and starting us, as always, Eagle head coach Aaron Best. And, Coach, this has been a strange year. Let's just start with the COVID situation and how challenging it's been for you, the players, the staff, the video, the training staff, et cetera, with dealing with this COVID year that we've had.
I tell you, strange is a heck of an understatement, Larry. And everybody, whether it's a medical field, the athletics world, the media world, it's all been kind of turned upside down, inside out. And it's one of those pieces where you got to land on your feet somehow, some way. And if you don't, you got to get there. And we're finally here after 15 months. It's a challenge, and is, like I said, an understatement in so many ways. Trying to get to this, I guess, really kind of depending on how you look at a starting point or the finishing tape of what is the 2021, what they call a spring season, really for us is winter season, is finally upon us. We're all excited legitimately for the opportunity because a lot of hard work's been done, not just by our players, but the support staff, the administration, let's be honest, the president of this university. You know, Dr. May has done a great job of guiding us through this piece, communicating very transparently to us as far as what we intend to do. And about 5 months ago, he flat out told our football team, we are doing this with challenges along the way to the team to be able to get to the point of where we're at. There's some things that need to take place, and our team has done that and took that challenge right away from Dr. May. So we're very appreciative. We're not going to take this for granted, never will. And if there ever is a time where you don't take things for granted that you love, this is one of them, as we all love football from the different chairs we sit in on Saturdays.
All right, so usually when you're getting ready to start a season, you're practicing in August and it's hot and it might be a little smoky, but that might be the challenge that you face. But this year you're facing snow and wind and cold temperatures, and some days you haven't been able to get outside. So there's got to be some challenges just getting ready for this 2021 spring season.
Oh, absolutely. You didn't even mention the snow plows that Eric Ferguson rides on, the red turf, the new turf. It's not all the way broke in because in the fall we weren't on it as much as we would have been. So it is a different feel to the turf in the winter segment, being its first year. The soccer team that's out there practicing, the ROTC in the morning that is jogging around the track. There's so many hurdles, and we love them. They're coming. It's almost like a track with hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. We just continue to go over them. Don't go around them, go over them. But certainly it's not easy because August is different than February when you're preparing for camp. We've tried to do it as good a job as coaches to kind of find the feeling of our team, whether it be mentally, physically, psychologically, through these last few 4 weeks, to find out how and where we need to go and how we intend to do it. So we have been systematic as far as trying to put guys in place as far as live situations, but how much is too much? Get some conditioning in, but the conditioning in February is certainly different than the conditioning in August. It's certainly all different. But what's not different is we get a chance to keep scoring on Saturday. We need to go on the road for our first league game in 2021 against a great University of Idaho outfit.
All right, so when you have, and we're going to start talking about positions on offense here, and so when you have a practice schedule that maybe isn't quite what it could be, and you may not be able to get everything in, it's good to have a quarterback that's seen everything and been around in Eric Berrier.
He has, and he's been Mr. Consistent this offseason. I'll be honest with you, Larry. He's really taken upon himself individually and collectively as a team, as a captain, once again, of our 2021 club. He's the example, and that's what we talk about. It is don't tell me what the example is. Be the example. Walk the walk, talk the talk, and he's done that thus far. He's understanding, he's comfortable in a lot of different areas that he maybe wasn't as comfortable in 2019, as far as, you know, new coordinator. We're in a 12-game season. You know, obviously we got off to a rocky start, 1-3. There's a lot of uneasiness in that first 4 to 5 games of that 19 season, and he's done well with that in the offseason. He's prepared his body physically and mentally. He's up a few good pounds as far as to be able to take some shots in certain situations, whether it be run game or scramble situations, and he's throwing the ball well, whether it be 10 degrees or 90 degrees. He rips that ball a few times. I've shaken my head a few times going, wow. And it's, you know, February 20th at that point. So he's ready. His mind's in a really good spot, and his body is not too far behind.
Aaron, Paul Sorensen here. Almost like to have to introduce myself again because it's been so long, but very excited.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
Nice to meet you too, Coach. Hey, let's talk running backs. And, you know, Antoine Custer Jr., Sam McPherson really have been the bell cow the last couple years, but you've got some guys that have had some experience. Tamarick Pierce, Dennis Merritt, who's coming off a really tough injury. Silas Pereira, the young freshman, came in last year. You got a transfer, Patua, from the UW. It doesn't look like the cupboard's bare in this case. Talk a little bit about the running backs.
Well, I think it's a bit like the quarterback wide receiver position. We got a ton of experience. That experience starts, like you talked about, Tamarick Pierce is our most experienced back, but Dennis is right up there with him. Silas played as a true freshman in 2019. We got a young one coming in Justice Jackson, so get used to that name. Possibly a couple giddy-ups at some point very soon. Larry, we've got a long list of really good backs. Micah Smith is in that crew. Jamin Patu, you mentioned that there's guys that can make plays no matter what the circumstance is. It's probably from top to bottom the most competitive group in terms of kind of plug and play, different guys doing different things, but all can play and find themselves able to play on Saturdays in some capacity. And so competition breeds competition, and we're excited about that room, and it's really led by the captain of this team, Tamarick Pierce.
Let's talk about wide receivers now. You've got some really good ones there. Talolo Limo-Jones averaged over 20 yards a catch when he was playing. Boston's outstanding. Edwards is good. Freddie Robertson, Champ Grayson, who his dad played, was a linebacker at Washington State back in the day. Tell us about the depth, the strength. What do you look forward to coming up this spring with a wide receiver core?
Well, you know, again, it's another experienced group. We've got to take another step forward with that group because I think they can, even though they did some really good things in 2019. It's been a business-like approach since at the end of the 19 season. They've challenged themselves along with their peers. But you talk about playmakers, whether it's Anthony Stell, Tololo, Limo Jones, Andrew Boston, Johnny Edwards. There's Freddie is obviously in that mix. We've got two new young ones that you're going to hear from, Nolan Olm and Efton Chisholm. Those guys will make plays on Saturdays in the near future. We're excited about this group. And we're excited about them now before we get into games. And so we're excited to see what they do in games now that they're a year and a half removed from playing. Unfortunately, Champ Grayson had to walk away from the game of football. He's had multiple injuries, and so we no longer have him as part of our club suiting up. So he's helping in different capacities as a student in that regard. So that was the unfortunate news over the late summer, early fall with him. And so he made that decision. We obviously support his decision, been in communication with. So he's in good spirits, and he wanted to do good things 30 years from now, not just 30 days from now. So we're without the services of Champ at this point. We'll have a couple guys that we really rely upon in the upper echelon of those experienced receivers. But there's some guys that we'll get the ball to. Michael Torres is a guy that hasn't played a ton, but he has gone from quarterback a couple years ago to finding his way to making plays in practice. So again, another top to bottom competitive group that we're excited about seeing come Saturday.
Your favorite position, Coach, offensive line, the big uglies up there, the good looking uglies up there, depending on how you look at it. Tristan Taylor back, he's been a 3-year all Big Sky performer and really is the guy that leads this offensive line. But you lost a very experienced core, but you've got a couple of guys that had a lot of experience in Wyatt Musser and Connor Crist. Tell us about that group, how they're coming together and how they're handling basically being some young players getting their first starts.
Well, that's the big question, right? We knew coming off 19, we could already, look into the crystal ball and see, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen asking, okay, what is it going to be like in 2020 with all those, those four seniors gone up front? So we've had about 16 months to prepare for this question. So you gave me a softball. We're playing batting practice right now, Paul. It's going to be a challenge. Nonetheless, it's going to be a challenge. Their coach played here and knows the accountability and standard that's at that position, number one. We're going to take our lumps early on. It's not going to be perfect. But I do know that experienced group, and again, just kind of to go kind of thematically with this Saturday as opposed to 19, that same group went into the Kibbe Dome and didn't play their best ball. And they were a very experienced group. Tristan Taylor is the leader by far. He's the captain of this club for a reason. He's going to be a Sunday guy at some point after his college career is done. Wyatt Hansen will start for us next to Tristan Taylor, one of the few true freshmen ever to play here in their first year at offensive line. He's going to be a good one. We've got to find out what Connor Crist, Wyatt Musser, Matt Shook, and Matthew Habibadige, he will play in the game. Another young guy that's coming off redshirt that's taken great strides during this kind of quote-unquote offseason. But we've got about 6 to 7 that we can rely on, Paul. We need to find 8 and 9, and then ideally 10. We've got to have guys we see play ball on Saturdays in legitimate moments. And we see 6 to 7 now, but we've got to find 8, 9, and 10 at some point. So that'll come with time. But time is not of essence right now. It's got to happen sooner rather than later. But they're excited. They're eager. And we'll have a different center for the first time in a few years. That's kind of been the new one. But we have some experience, just not as much as we had when you obviously release four seniors to the world after football. So it's exciting, challenging, and Coach Booty and I will have continual communications for quite some time. So I'm kind of his assistant coach when it comes to coaching those young guys up to get them ready to play ball.
It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show, back with more as head coach Aaron Best will rejoin us. We'll talk defense after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you got to listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solverbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
Gee Automotive is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington football. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eags fans. So come out to Gee and Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs, Buicks, and Kias. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore, the engineering of a GMC Yukon, or the style of an all-new Kia Telluride, we say, go Eags! And go see Gee, just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
We care about your safety. If you need to break ground on a new outdoor project, be aware that buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
Talk and wait for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
Sorry I'm late. Austin's home sick and his doctor can't fit him in for 2 weeks. I've been on calls all morning trying to get them to squeeze him in.
That's the worst. Cooper was sick last week, but we were able to get him in the same day.
Really?
Yeah. MultiCare offers same day and virtual appointments for all their primary care doctors. Cooper's already feeling better because they could see him so quickly.
That's incredible. How do I make an appointment?
It's easy. Just call 509-381-1440.
MultiCare, we're here for you.
Let's say it's the middle of winter, because it is. And shoveling the driveway doesn't sound so fun, because it's not. But then let's say Northern Quest is giving away a 2021 Porsche Cayenne, because they are. Suddenly, you're a snow shoveling machine, because you've got somewhere to be. The $126,000 Porsche payout. Get one free entry daily, play for even more, because you can. Details at northernquest.com.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 17 nonstop destinations provided by 7 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Atlanta, Boise, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Orange County, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Welcome back, Eagle Football Coaches Show on this Wednesday. That's when we're going to have coaches shows this week on Wednesdays. And so actually next Wednesday we'll have basketball, so it'll be on Tuesday next week. Let's get back to the football talk. Head coach Aaron Best is here. Coach, when you have such a good offense, sometimes the defense gets overlooked, but this defense has the opportunity, I think, to be a pretty good group.
Well, they do, and I think everything kind of starts with game experience, Larry. And I think we've lost some experience, a little bit of the D-tackle position with Keith Moore and Jeremiah, finding a home away from Eastern as far as it just didn't fit them, and we support them in their efforts wherever they may be. That was a hard one, you know, as far as losing 2 experienced defensive tackles, because really, like any good defense, whether it's football or not football, it's built from the inside out. But we've got some guys with some experience that we are going to rely upon, with Josh Jerome and Caleb Davis there. But certainly our strength is really in the back end in terms of those linebackers and the experience in the secondary that's really going to see us through. If we can muster up enough pressure on the quarterback and get him off the spot, spot with that front four. Justice Warren is going to be a pleasant, you know, surprise because we missed him in 19 for a better part of the year. So him and Mitch being bookend DNs with DeMorey McClain and Brock Harrison, you know, factor in the mix. We're excited about the opportunity because I think there's some giddiness with some youngness, but there's also a lot of experience at a few different levels as well.
Coach, when you talk about the loss of Moore, you know, those two D tackles, they brought some you know, effort, energy, and size, you know, with Mitchell Johnson and maybe Jerome there and Warren, the Husky transfer who played one game and then was hurt. You know, I think they're going to get some leadership. Are you going to be a little bit smaller up front, maybe a little quicker, more athletic? Is that kind of the direction you're going because of that that seasonal loss?
Well, I think when you talk to Coach Hanna, you know, he foundationally we're going to be the same. We're going to try to put some people in different spots, try to move in disguise and use what we have to the best of our ability. And if that means, you know, moving some guys around, sliding the front, bringing some different pressures, we shall do that, you know. And so it's going to be kind of it's going to be a little bit, you know, kind of find your footing and see what we can do in six games because really a half a season. So we've got to really look at things after each game. But I think there's enough. I know there's enough experience. There certainly is enough talent to be able to do some things that we're capable of doing. We've got to get off the field on third down. We've got to create more pressures on the quarterback and find the quarterback on the ground with the ball in his hand. And if we're not doing that, at least getting into him, having and forcing errant throws. Because that's one thing I think we lacked in 19 more so than anything was pass rush. And if you don't have as good a pass rush and you're playing with a lot of young secondary players, that combination isn't good. So now we're more experienced in the secondary. If we can create more of a pass rush, then I think we're in a good spot. So we shall see how we go. But we're going to really rely on level two with Chris Ojo, you know, and Ty Graham and Kale Lindsey and Justin Patterson and Jack Sennebach. Unfortunately, he's going to be out for some time. He's dealing with an injury right now. So we're going to be able to rely on him as much. I'll tell you, the one guy on defense that's really stuck out for a long time now is Marlon Jones. That gentleman's come a long way. It's not because he's from the alma mater, if you will, but I will say that Marlon has come a long ways. He is a flat-out football player, understands the system, understands the scheme, and you can see that when we are competing in practice, you know, in season and out of season. So he will be someone that not only was special teams in 19, but he will be a special player of defense in 2021.
You know, Coach, two of the linebackers I'd really like to talk about and have your comments on. Chris Ojo, who's one of the best football players in the country at the FCS level, is a third-team All-American, redshirt junior. You know, he's done unbelievable stuff. And then a great story with Ty Graham. You know, you're playing Idaho. He's coming from Idaho. He's been out for almost 2 years because he had a redshirt when he transferred, COVID, all of that stuff. Those two guys, I think, really lend themselves to taking this defense to the next level. Would you mind commenting on both of them, please?
Well, at first, Chris Ojo, I don't think he gets enough respect in and around the league and around the country. He's just a flat-out football player. He does things people just can't do. He's continually worked on his football IQ and his football savviness, but there's just something about Chris where he just has an innate ability to make plays that you just scratch your head, shake your head, and go, how did that happen? And it's because it's Chris Ojo. And so he uses his strengths better than most. Let's just put it that way. And he can go sideline to sideline. He can make plays. He's great with his eyes. We just got to be play a little bit more, less giddy at times, let the ball come to you. But I'd rather, again, slow a guy down than ramp a guy up. And so Chris has done a fabulous job. His leadership skills he's worked on, he's starting to form kind of more than just being a linebacker, being a great teammate, being a guy that guys lean on that side of the ball. You know, Ty Graham, it just gives him another opportunity or more months of an opportunity to prepare for the one season he thought he was going to get. He actually gets a much like most people, a bonus season, if you will. And so when I did get the call from him in 2018, it was December of 2018. I think, heck, I was going to the radio show during the playoff run on a Monday night. He told me, hey, I'm at the admissions office. And I said, okay. What admissions office? Well, Eastern's admissions office. And I said, okay, fill me in. So long story short, he said, you know, we're going to do this in Cheney. So as I'm going to your radio show and we're doing the coaches show, or the coach show on Monday night out at the casino, it dawned on me that we were going to have a new player on our team, a former Cheney local. And then all of a sudden now here we are in 2021 in February talking about his first game against his former team. So special story, special kid, special family. Just excited to be around Ty because he's one of those guys who just makes you feel better, whether it's football or not.
Look at you hitting the jackpot going to the casino with Ty Graham. I had to tie that in there. Sorry.
No, there's a phone call going to the coach's show.
Paul. Well, you got it. You got a jackpot. You hit the triple number thingy or whatever the heck. All right. How about DBs? My favorite position, coached by two former Eagles, Alan Brown, a corner, and Zach Bruce, has been waiting, you know, for his first year for about 107. Heck, he wrote a book on defensive backs, which I think is absolutely awesome. It shows we can actually read and write. So let's talk a little bit about those guys. You got Trey Weed, Kendrick Johnson, Callan Kreiner was my favorite little mini me out there. He's just a you know, a bundle of energy out there, and he seems like he's been around forever. But really, in this league and at the FCS level, you've got to be good at the linebacker position. You really have to be good in the secondary, and I think this secondary can be special this year. Your comments?
Well, again, we had depth 2 years ago. We didn't lose a lot from the guys we had in 19. What we've gained is experience. We've gained some lessons along the way, but you talk about Ira Branch, Demetrius Crosby, Trey Weed, Darian Sampson on the edge, Marlon Jones could factor in. We're just talking about corners. And then you bring in Dejon Wells and Cade Skank. I mean, you feel pretty good top to bottom. We need to now put that into motion as we get to seeing live ball instead of just practice. Because as we all know, we get custom or kind of acclimated to our own system, our own players, and kind of get our own tendencies. Now it's time to see the other people's tendencies and put that thing to work. As far as safety's concerned, Anthony Smith comes back. He was a big loss for us in 19 for a better part of the year after the Jacksonville State game. Callan Kreiner is kind of our catalyst back there as a captain as well. You know, you mentioned a Dean Sice, Eli Doyle. We're looking to push Tamir Hill. There's enough guys that can make enough plays. And really, we want guys to stand out, whether it's three or whether it's five, stand out so it forces us to make harder decisions instead of just having two or three and then everybody else well below. So there's no excuse for experience. And books aside, Coach Bruce, that's awesome. He gets to coach his first game this Saturday. I'm not really interested in how well guys write books. I'm interested in how well they coach student-athletes and the evaluative measures on Saturdays.
All right, so the tight ends and the special teams guys don't get left out, we'll bring them in next week and talk about them, but we're running out of time here, Coach. So let's just a little bit about the University of Idaho here. This is a team that probably, when you look at them on their defensive side, that front seven is as good as anybody is going to be in the league. So that's going to be a challenge for you guys on Saturday.
Absolutely. I think Coach Petrino will probably attest, you know, being a quarterback, say it's run the ball, stop the run. That's where they're built from inside out. They're going to lean on the run. They're going to play action you. They're going to try to take advantage of certain matchups, and hopefully we learn from some of those things. But they do have good players too. They have really good players, so they're going to make plays. It's how we can fight that adversity, seeing as how we haven't done it for a long time and a lot of air between the last time we did it as a team. Defensively, their front seven is what they rely on. They've got a lot of new faces in the back end. They're trying to kind of move the parts around. They're athletic. They're ball hawks. And obviously, they've got some of the best players in this conference at their position. So they have big people in the middle. Their D tackles are very large humans. And they can rush the passer. But on the edge, you talk about those edge rushers that got after us a little bit in 19 or a lot bit in 19. That will be how we can balance ourselves, run pass, how we can protect in obvious pass situations, because they're a quarters team. They're a cover four team on defense. They test you, and their safeties are going to get in the run fits. So we need to be able to run the ball effectively enough to be able to set some things up. But with a new quarterback in tow, experience or not at University of Idaho, Coach Petrino have those guys coached up well, and we need to put our best foot forward on Saturday for sure.
All right, Coach, two senior co-captains, Eric Berry and Ty Graham, are a guest. You always get to choose who goes first.
Well, I'm gonna save the quarterback for last. I didn't say best for last. I said quarterback for last. Ty Graham will go first, and Eric Berry will go second.
All right, very good, Coach. Thanks for the time as always. Good luck against the Vandals.
You betcha. Thank you, fellas.
And we will be back with more of the Eagle Football Coaches Show after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Do you ever pay attention to overhead power lines? If you're like most people, you don't, but you should. Especially when you're working up on a roof or carrying a ladder outdoors.
Kids who climb trees and fly kites and adults with drones need to watch out for power lines too. And on the off chance that you find a downed power line, stay at least 10 feet away and quickly call 911 and Avista. Always pay attention to power lines. It's your best line of defense. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
Alliant Insurance Services is proud to serve the Spokane community as a leading employee benefits, business, and commercial insurance provider. Alliant is a proud founding partner who helped establish Eastern Washington University's Parasports program. This program is highlighted by an intercollegiate wheelchair basketball program competing regionally. Alliant believes Eagles of all abilities can compete and continues to serve businesses throughout the region. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's 6 outpatient imaging centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with over 50 daily departures to 17 nonstop destinations. Served by Alaska, Allegiant, American, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, and United Airlines. Real-time arrival and departure flight information is available at SpokaneAirports.net. Spokane International Airport, when it's time to fly.
Welcome back, Eagle Football Coaches Show here on this Wednesday night. We'll be here on Tuesday of next week as we've got basketball on Wednesday, the 3rd of March, I believe it is. But today we're talking football. Ty Graham, we've waited for a while to see him in an Eastern uniform, the senior co-captain linebacker. You have a tremendous amount of history with this Eastern football program. Your dad was a coach here for a long time. He coached linebackers for a lot of his time. You're a linebacker now. Who did you look up to as you were growing up watching those Eagle teams play?
Yeah, that's good you asked that question, because I through the years that my dad coached here, you know, a lot of greats came through this program. First and foremost, I mean, J.C. Sherritt being one of them. I still contact him every once in a while in the day, and to today, like, he'll ask me if I'm keeping up with my yoga, doing all the little things correct. The Johnson twins, Matt and Zach Johnson, were two that I really looked up to. Ronnie Hamlin, Cody McCarthy, all those kind of guys, you know, a lot of those Eagle greats. Some of them are either names on the walls, or, I mean, between Ronnie and the Johnson twins, they're the high numbers of tackles. So those are a lot of the guys that I got to look up to growing up and being around the program at a young age.
Coach Best on the Coach's Show just a moment or two ago said how he first got the word that you were headed from Idaho to Cheney. He was on his way to a Coach's Show, and you called him and said you were at the admissions office, and he said, what admissions office? So when did you make the decision that you wanted to come to Eastern?
Yeah, it was during winter break, and, you know, I've taken my time to my first 3 years at Idaho and enjoyed a lot of it. You know, it was a special place and met a lot of great people, played a lot of good football too. But then I just, you know, decided I want to come back home, play my final year back in my hometown, and then the program that I essentially grew up in and had a lot of connections with too. So, you know, it was a kind of spur of the moment decision. Talked to my family a little bit about it. They didn't even really suspect anything out of it. I was just like, you know, I kind of want to come home. I want to spend my time here. So it was just kind of, like I said, spur of the moment. I didn't really tell anybody. And so I just put my name in the portal and walked on here for the first couple quarters because they didn't have a spot for me, but it worked out in the end, and I'm really happy I did so.
When you were 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, et cetera, did you get to be a ball boy? Were you, you know, what did you get to do with the program when you were tagging along with your dad, when you got to tag along with your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I never did. There's an NCAA rule that you had to be above 18 in order to be on the sideline at that moment. And so my brother and I were never able to be on the sideline during Eastern games, unfortunately. But what we did do is my mom, she had a good opportunity where, you know, dropping me and my brother off whether it was at Central Washington or Eastern, she would drop us off at the facilities, and that was like her way of getting a babysitter for us. So even though I wasn't able to be on the sideline for games, practices, all that kind of stuff, we were right in the mix of it all. A lot of the time, some of the players would have us come in and do some of the drills with them or have my brother go one-on-one. So just being able to grow up around it was awesome. I mean, I've loved the football at such an early age, and I got to just have this cool opportunity that not a lot of kids get to have with their dad being a college football coach like that. So to be able to interact with coaches and players at such a young age, it was a cool opportunity.
Now, you were a really good high school running back too, but did you know you were always going to play on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, my dad let me know pretty early that I was not an offensive player. He said I'll be a defensive player, whether I liked it or not. I just happened to play a little running back through my time in high school, and no colleges asked me if I wanted to play offense. So it was pretty clear that I was going to be a defensive player.
Senior linebacker Ty Graham is with us here on the Coach's Show. Ty, you were named a co-captain without ever having played a game at Eastern. So to me, that speaks volumes. But what does it say to you?
You know, when I first got that opportunity, it was cool. It hit me pretty good because I was able to grow up around this program. And like I said, I looked up to a lot of Eagle greats here. And so to, you know, look at them, look up to them, see them walk out on the 50-yard line, and, you know, for that to happen in my own life, it means a lot to me, you know. And I can't thank my teammates enough for putting me in the position where they trust me. You know, they've seen the work that I've put in, and, you know, hopefully I can just continue to be me. It's just the title. That doesn't change who I am, doesn't change my work ethic, but to be recognized like that, you know, it means a lot to me at the end of the day.
You're going to be going up against some guys that you were playing with the last time you stepped out on a football field. How odd is that going to be Saturday?
You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, nothing bad related whatsoever. I'm excited to compete against some of them, like Logan Kendall. Love that kid. I mean, I grew up with him. In high school, we played ball together in high school and in college. He's like a little brother to me in high school. So, I mean, he's a tough kid. I mean, I'm looking forward to go against him. And, I know Quatrell Haywood extremely well, and he's an amazing player, very shifty, very strong, great hands. There's guys here and there that I, you know, won't mention, but there's a lot of good guys on that team, and they're a tough football team. They're gonna want to hit you time in and time out. And so, especially in the Big Sky, you can't count out any team. And so this one's going to be a competitive one. It's going to be a physical one, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, so you've been practicing for 4 weeks in snow and wind and cold and whatnot. Are you looking forward to being inside on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like a vacation, I guess. I mean, you've got to bundle up as much. It's going to be pretty nice not having to worry about the weather and that aspect in that dome. So, and it's awesome they get to allow fans, too. I mean, that just adds to the excitement, and we could kind of somewhat be normal again. You know, it's having fans there to cheer on. So I'm looking forward to all the entire arena that we're going to be under.
How hard has the last year been since COVID took away spring and then took away the fall season. And, you know, now we're relegated to playing in February, March, and April, and hopefully into May.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's been a great mental tester. Although it's been challenging, it's been a good opportunity to just really show your true colors, especially about how much you love football. There was a lot of downtime to take care of yourself, whether you wanted to go the selfish route or if you wanted to, you know, grind, put the work in and get better every single day. So I think it was a good mental tester for a lot of people. But I think what our team approached it is, you know, they took advantage of that. They took advantage of not being able to play and put a lot of more work in, spend time getting better on themselves, getting in our playbook. And it just made us more hungry at the end of the day. And so I know a lot of guys, I almost say everyone was perfect, but, you know, I think a lot of us ended up being extremely hungry. And, you know, it's just, we have this great opportunity to play six games of a conference season, and everyone's really looking forward to it right now.
All right, you were probably destined to be a football player, Ty, but what sport would Ty Graham play other than football if you had the chance to have all the ability in the world in whatever other sport it is that you'd choose?
Oh, that's a really good question. I grew up playing football, basketball, and baseball all of my life, and, you know, I wasn't always as good as in basketball and baseball, but I think if I had the opportunity, I'd definitely be a basketball player. I was a point guard in high school, which don't know why I did, but why I was put there, because definitely wasn't a point guard. But yeah, I think basketball would be the sport that I would like to succeed in the most.
Well, you could post JC up, I'm sure, couldn't you?
Yeah, my dad was quite the shooter too, and I wasn't. So my dad had a heyday every single time he watched me play basketball in high school. I know he was just gritting his teeth about it.
What are you majoring in, Ty? What's life hold after football for you?
Currently getting my master's right now. I'm in the MBA program, and I'm really interested in working in the sports administration field. I thought maybe coaching, and still battling whether I want to do that again. And, you know, I love football with a passion, and I just love the X's and O's and everything that's behind the scenes of it. So I'm still battling whether or not I want to be a college coach. If not, coach high school football. And then if I could work in like a sports admin program, that'd be awesome. Just be high revolvement around sports. And it's just something I'm very passionate about as well.
Is your plan to come back for the fall of 2021?
Yes, sir, it is. I'm going to take every opportunity I can to play some football while I still have the opportunity of it all.
Hey, Ty, thanks for the time doing this, and good luck this year.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me on.
Eagle linebacker Ty Graham on today's Eagle Football Coaches Show. When we come back, we will hear from the quarterback, Eric Berrier, EB3. What's he looking at the spring season in 2021? We'll find out next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Gee Automotive is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington football. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eagles fans. So come out to Gee and Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs, Buicks, and Kias. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore, the engineering of a GMC Yukon, or the style of an all-new Kia Telluride, we say, go Eagles! And go see Gee, just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
Fairways Golf Course and White's Golf Shop, located right in between Cheney and Spokane, are the home for Eagle golfers. Whether you're an elite player or just starting out, Fairways has something for you. We value community, quality service, and having a good time. Play 18 holes and enjoy a beverage on our patio after the round. Improve your game with one of our professional instructors, or get fitted for equipment from the best brands. For more information regarding instruction or to reserve a tee time, visit golfthefairways.com or call 509-747-8418.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 17 nonstop destinations provided by 7 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Atlanta, Boise, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Orange County, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal. I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
When you need a medical imaging study, chances are there's an Inland Imaging location nearby. From North Point and Holy Family on the north side, to South Cowley and Sacred Heart Doctors Building to the south, and our Valley Center and Providence Medical Park locations in Spokane Valley, with six convenient imaging centers located throughout the region. No matter where you go, there we are. Inland Imaging, answers you can trust and care you can count on.
As the official credit union of Eastern Washington University Athletics, Numerica knows how often the Eagles land in the end zone. It's why Numerica is proud to partner with EWU for Touchdowns for a Cause. Every time the Eagles score a touchdown on the Inferno, a community nonprofit scores a $100 donation. Keep the touchdown celebration going with Numerica's exclusive Eastern debit card. Show off your Eagle pride with every transaction. Numerica Credit Union. Life moves. Live well. Go Eags.
Welcome back, Eagle Football Coaches Show on this Wednesday night. We've got football on Saturday as the Eagles take on the University of Idaho Kibbe Dome in Moscow. 2 o'clock for our pregame show, 3:05 for the kickoff. The Eagles against the Vandals on the 27th of February. Probably the first football game Eastern has ever played in the month of February. Quarterback Eric Berrier joins me now. And Eric, what do you think? Football in February and March?
It's different, but I'm excited, though, because, you know, we get an opportunity to go out there, play a game that we love, just being gone for, you know, the time being. But now we're back, so I'm excited to get it back going.
How hard has the last year been just because of the uncertainty? You didn't have spring ball. You didn't know in the summertime where you're going to be able to play or not in the fall, and then the fall comes and you can't play. Probably not even certain about this winter-spring schedule, but finally now you get an opportunity to play. But how hard has the past 12 months been?
It's been pretty tough, you know, because just looking from the outside, you know, just seeing how other teams was opting out in conference, you know, not playing and stuff. So, you know, stuff was out of our control, but we tried to maintain our focus because we knew where we stand at and, like, where we wanted to play. But, like, now that it's finally here, because, like, me personally, I kind of knew that we was going to have the spring season, but I just wasn't, you know, just like the 100%. Like, I knew for sure we was going to have it, but I was still 50-50 about it. But now that it's here, I'm just excited because now it's, like, actually here and we about to play this week.
Now, normally you'd go through a summertime where you'd be throwing to your receivers a lot and working out and doing things like that. How much have you been able to do that type of work here going into this season?
We've done a lot of that stuff, especially in the off season. So, like, for the fall, you know, with us being in town and stuff, we was able to do player run practices and, like, get together and stuff like that. And then also, like, during break and stuff, because we stayed out here during Thanksgiving, so we was able to work as a team, get together and throw around. So it really hasn't been too challenging, I'll say, because we just tried to find a little time because we were just trying to get better.
So as a California guy, Eric, have you yet adjusted to the winter temperatures and the snow?
Oh, yeah. No, just being here. As I'd say my first year, that was one of the worst years I ever experienced, is being in the cold. But just over time, I gotten used to it, and just the cold has grown on me.
All right, so Coach Best, we talked to him earlier here in the Coach's Show, and he said that you've been able to put on some good weight, some muscle here in the off season. What kind of gains would you say that you have made? Maybe whether it's size or speed or understanding of the game, et cetera, with this extra time, what kind of gains have you been able to make going into this season?
I think the game really just slowing down, like, super slow to me now. Just, like, mentally, I think I'm on a different level now. Just mentally focused and stuff like that. You know, just, I think I have put on a little bit of weight, but for the most part, I've just been trying to strive on being better mentally and making sure that the game slowed down to me.
All right, you've got all kinds of weapons here. Let's start with the backfield. You know, you guys go really deep as far as running backs go, whether you're handing off to these guys or you're throwing the ball to these guys out of the backfield. You've got a ton of weapons at running back this year.
Oh, yeah. I think we got this. Running back field is going to be one of our biggest groups, I think. You know, we got Tamara coming back, and then we also got Dennis, and then we also have a couple guys that under the radar, too. Named like Jamin, Micah, Justice. So we got quite a few backs, Silas. So we got a bunch of backs that I think that's going to make a lot of noise this year.
Receivers. You've got a lot of guys there that can make plays for you, a lot of guys that have made plays for you in the past.
Oh, yeah. Receivers, too. Receivers going to have a breakout year. That's our main focus, especially in the offseason, was just getting that timing down because that's what's going to make us better. I think it all going to show out just this season, just the timing, receivers making plays and stuff like that.
Give us a name or two, because we don't get to see practice anymore. You know, guys would see – fans would be able to come and see scrimmages and maybe come out to a practice, and that can't happen at this point in time. So give us a guy or two that has impressed you, and you can even add this to the defensive side of the ball if you want. Guys that have impressed you that maybe an Eagle fan has not seen so far in watching this team.
Yeah, for receivers, definitely I think Freddie will have a big season still. We also got Andrew people know about Boston, but I think Boston, Tololo, they're going to have a big season. Tight ends, too. We got a bunch of tight ends I think that's going to make good plays. Dylan, Goble, they're going to make plays. Our O-line, defensive side, too. Our defensive backs, it's so many of them, but they all, for the most part, during camp, been making plays, too. And Chris Ojo, that's kind of, man, he's been flying around this whole camp, too, a lot.
The last time you guys played the University of Idaho, it didn't go very well for Eastern. They got off to a great start in the football game. You guys had a great second half, but not quite as good as their first half. So is there any thought of that game in your guys' mind going into this game this week?
You know, that was an embarrassing loss because we know we could have played a lot better than what we showed out there. So that has been on our mind a lot, but we've really been focusing on our team and building on our character because that's what ultimately it comes down to, just holding each other accountable and being together as a team.
You're a guy that's going to get a chance to play for pay at some point in time whenever you decide that you're going to turn professional. So is this going to be the last season at Eastern? Are you considering coming back in the fall of 21? What is your mind set at this point in time, you know, regarding this spring and the potential in next fall?
I know this spring I'm all in, and for fall 2021 I'm going to be all in. So I'm going to come back, and I'm just trying to keep on building, honestly, just trying to keep on adding, trying to be a positive impact on my teammates and just trying to do big things at Eastern while I can, while I'm still here.
So you are coming, the plan now is to come back for the fall of 2021, and is it because it's just the end of this year is too close to the NFL draft and too close to the Canadian Football League training camps and that kind of thing?
No, personally, it was, for me, my decision was just that, you know, I didn't get to play last year in the fall. And then I also just wanted to still be around with some of my teammates and my brothers, you know, because I have built a relationship with a couple people on the team. So I just didn't want to end it like that. And I feel like this team is special and we can go out there and do something special. So that's why I also wanted to stay, too.
All right, I asked Ty Graham this question. I'm going to ask it to you. If you could choose another sport and have the ability that you have in football in that other sport, ability to be, you know, a professional, a high-level collegiate, whatever it might be, what would that sport be?
Baseball.
What position?
Baseball.
What position?
Probably like shortstop or like outfield. I wouldn't say pitcher because I feel like that's personally too much throwing on my arm, but shortstop and stuff, I think I'm athletic enough to move around, make plays and stuff like that, and show off my arm.
How much baseball did you play growing up?
I played for a couple of years, actually. I played baseball was actually my first sport that I ever played. I played probably for like 3 years or so, and then after baseball, that's when my mom put me into football.
What are you majoring in, and what do you want to do with your life once football ends?
I'm majoring in communications, and then I'm double minoring in African studies and coaching. And what I want to do after sports is like build a little YMCA type of thing, something for the kids to give back, like for the community, something just to keep kids out of trouble and stuff.
That's fantastic. Eric, thanks as always for the time. I appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday, and we wish you the best this season.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Berrier, EB3, looking forward to seeing him make some big plays. Coach Best talked about Justice Jackson, maybe some giddy-up horses there. We'll have to wait and see, maybe on pass plays, maybe on run plays. We'll have to wait and see. The Eagles start on Saturday against the University of Idaho. Again, 2 o'clock for the pregame, 3:05 for the kickoff. I'll be back, wrap things up after this timeout. This is the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
Yokes Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
Talk. I'm late for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
Sorry I'm late. Austin's home sick and his doctor can't fit him in for 2 weeks. I've been on calls all morning trying to get them to squeeze him in.
That's the worst. Cooper was sick last week, but we were able to get him in the same day.
Really?
Yeah. MultiCare offers same day and virtual appointments for all their primary care doctors. Cooper's already feeling better because they could see him so quickly.
That's incredible. How do I make an appointment?
It's easy. Just call 509-381-1440.
MultiCare. We're here for you.
Alliant Insurance Services is proud to serve the Spokane community as a leading employee benefits, business, and commercial insurance provider. Alliant is a proud founding partner who helped establish Eastern Washington University's Parasports program. This program is highlighted by an intercollegiate wheelchair basketball program competing regionally. Alliant believes Eagles of all abilities can compete and continues to serve businesses throughout the region. Go Eagles!
Welcome back. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We wrap things up here this evening, and we want to remind you that we will have another Coaches Show, but it'll take place next Tuesday, not next Wednesday. Coaches Shows this year will take place on Wednesdays, as they are not going to be live broadcasts. These are recorded broadcasts for you. And so next week, our Coach's Show will be on Tuesday because we have Eastern basketball against Idaho State on Wednesday. So the Coach's Show next week on Tuesday. So we'll have a basketball Coach's Show Monday. The football Coach's Show is Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, Eastern basketball against Idaho State. On Friday, Eastern basketball against Idaho State. And on Saturday of next week, Eastern football against Northern Arizona. This week, basketball is idle, and we await football coming up Saturday, 2 o'clock for the pregame show, 3:05 for the kickoff, as the Eagles take on the Idaho Vandals. In the Big Sky Conference on Saturday, two other football games. Weber State will travel up the road. They will play in Pocatello at Idaho State. And Southern Utah will go down the road, and they will play at Northern Arizona on Saturday. UC Davis versus Cal Poly. That game has been postponed. The Big Sky this year playing three games, getting a league-wide bye. Then three more games in the league-wide bye, primarily for the COVID makeups. And so Davis and Cal Poly will play their game on March 20th now instead of this weekend. Stats Perform put out their Big Sky Conference predictions for 2021 spring season. Remember, Montana, Montana State, Portland State, Sacramento State, Northern Colorado are all out. So just eight teams are in the rankings. Weber State 1, Eastern 2, Idaho 3, Davis 4, Cal Poly 5, Northern Arizona 6, Southern Utah 7, and Idaho State number 8. Eastern misses the number 1 team, Weber State, and the number 7 team, Southern Utah, on the schedule. They will have home games against number 3, Idaho, number 5, Cal Poly, number 6, Northern Arizona, road games against number 3, Idaho, and number 4, UC Davis, and number 8, Idaho State. So a fairly well-balanced schedule there for Eastern Washington. Stats Perform also put out their top 25 college football poll. I am one of 40 who are voting on that. They had North Dakota State 1, James Madison 2, South Dakota State 3, Weber State 4, Northern Iowa 5, Eastern 12, and no other Big Sky Conference teams in the top 25. On my ballot, I had North Dakota State, James Madison, Weber State 3rd, I had Eastern 10th, and I had Idaho in at number 21. And again, our pregame show will start at 2 o'clock with kickoff at 3:05 on Saturday. Thanks to our guests, Coach Aaron Best and senior co-captains Ty Graham and Eric Berrier. Thanks to Paul Sorensen. Thanks to you for listening. And to Steve Pry, our producer and engineer. I'm Larry Weir. You've been listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the EWU Eagle Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Larry H. Miller Dealerships of Spokane, Coors Light, and by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagle Sports Network.